So what does the Christian say? It would be fitting to have the knowledge of virtue ingrained in us. He has ingrained it. For if he hadn't, how would we know what things should be done and what should be left undone? Where would the laws and courts come from? But God should have given not only knowledge, but also the act of virtuousness. Then what would you have to be rewarded for if everything was from God? Tell me, does God punish you and the non-believer in the same way when you commit a sin? Of course not. To a certain extent, you have confidence, namely from true knowledge. What if someone were to claim that you and the non-believer will be considered equally deserving based on knowledge? Wouldn't that annoy you? I believe so. You would argue that the non-believer, having the means to acquire knowledge, chose not to. So if the non-believer were to argue that God should have naturally ingrained knowledge in us, wouldn't you scoff at him and say, "But why didn't you seek it out? Why weren't you as determined as I was?" And you would stand your ground with great confidence and say that it was utter folly to blame God for not naturally ingraining knowledge. You would say this because you have obtained what pertains to knowledge. Similarly, if you had done what pertains to duty, you would not have raised these questions. But you tire of virtuous duty. Therefore, you shield yourself with these thoughtless words. But how would it be fair to force someone to be good by nature? Then we might as well have animals competing with us for virtue, as some of them are more temperate than us.